Hey, fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael here with the Faith and Freedom Show. We're back. Yes, we are. The call-in number today is 888-850-1872, 888-850-1872. You can give us a call. It's please do. Hey, I'm going to do a little bit of a preview of some things that we had or we have coming up. I mentioned them the other day. Little community service announcement. The goal, as I talk to these folks from different parts of the government, and I explain to them why I'm going to interview them, the goal is getting interviews is not necessarily to heckle the public servants. The goal is to get information about what they're doing and how you can get involved. We're here at Liberty Works Radio Network trying to equip you. It's not just entertainment for the sake of livelihood. The goal is that we would address these issues in such a way that we can investigate them and make you aware of what. In fact, I say sometimes we say, hey, we ought to tell you what you ought to think. I really do have an intent to have people know what it is they ought to think. I'm not just going to give you my opinion and do some ranting and raving, depending on whose ears I'd like to tickle. My goal is that I'll actually do some review, some homework. I'll check things out and then I'll bring it your way, and I'll have to be accountable to what I say as my threshold is the Constitution, the Bible, and right versus wrong. We should be able to figure out what right and wrong is. Sometimes we think about things what we ought to do, and we're not really sure what we ought to do. And if you observe Congress for any length of time, you realize they've got either a knee-jerk thing that's going on that they're not really paying attention to long-term effects. They're motivated by external sources that aren't you. And it's possible that some of them, some of the bills that go before Congress are created by extra governmental, extra American forces, so to speak, people who want to, who have an agenda, would like to utilize the power and money of the United States and exploit the United States and the citizens of America. For their own ends, for their own agenda, for their own worship the earth agenda. So that kind of thing happens. I don't know if you're aware of it. So my goal is to get into the things that we should be paying attention to. So it'll affect our decision making. The other thing is, if you start asking your public servants some hard questions that are substantive, they're based on substantive information. They're based on cause and effect. There's something, some sort of reality that's related to the questions that you're posing to your public servants. What's going to happen is they're going to understand their vulnerability. Some people are in office because they thrill on the power. Some people are there to serve. The only problem is those who are there to serve are being wined and dined figuratively and sometimes literally to steal their hearts away from their task so that influence can be given. So don't waste opportunities to get involved. Here's an opportunity. Congresswoman, some would call Congressman, Brownwaite, her staff is going to be available for comment in Lecanto, and it's going to be 10 to 11 o'clock a.m. Uh-oh, I didn't write down the date. Okay, I'm going to bait you with that. We're going to come back after the break, and I'm going to get the right date down. But what they did a couple of weeks ago in at the, I think it was in Dunellen at the public library, they had Congressman Brownwaite's staff there to answer questions, to give information, to find out what you think. And I never got any feedback to see who actually went to the meeting. But it looks like they're going to be doing this regularly, and it's going to be in the District 5, Congressional District 5 of Florida. So this is important stuff. Hey, if you go to a church or something like that and you have regular Wednesday night meetings and things like that, does anybody in your church think about, hey, who's going to go to the meetings? Who's going to go to the public input meeting July 13th at the Citrus County Task Force for water conservation or whatever? Who's going to go there from your organization, your civic group? Who's going to the meeting? Are you just getting together for pinochle? Or is there somebody in your group who's going to do some investigation to find out what's going on and talk about these issues and get your influence out there? think about what's going on, be accountable for what's going on, or else what you're going to find is people being propped into office for a mammon motive, and they're being driven by some extra American source, somebody else's plan, totally, completely outside, not just your neighborhood, but outside your country. So that's my challenge to you, is we do have a duty. And so I'm going to try as best I can to get that information. Sometime Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, we're going to have a commissioner from the Public Service Commission interviewing. So we're going to have some good questions we're going to pose to the public service, public servant. So I'll tell you here, I'll come back on a break and I'll explain what day, I thought I had it written down, what day that the staff is going to be in Lakanto to talk to about some issues that you would like to care to be brought before Congress. Also, there's a public input meeting. This is you, July 13th. Oh, is that today? Yes, it is. Oh, my goodness. I think I reported this last week, and we missed it. We missed it. Actually, I reported it last week. It was held at 2 p.m. at Lakanto Government Building. We did mention this. I wonder if anybody went to the meeting. So we brought this up a couple of times so that people would be aware of it. We'll see. Hey, our number here is 888-850-1872. We're going to focus this first 15 minutes of this two-hour broadcast. We normally focus on the communities around our radio broadcast area because this is the thing. If we can get people locally to start doing something about that, sometimes people are focused on things on the grand scale, and you'll see somebody head off a dangerous innovation in Congress suddenly to have the act changed, the act's name changed, and suddenly it sweeps through again. And what happens, they just wear you down. There's people that don't really care how the vote goes because, okay, that just gives us something to do next year. And they're eventually going to push these things through in spite of you. That's what happens. So make sure when you're considering those you're going to send to Congress, they're not just trying to bring jobs back to your community. They're actually avoiding and averting dangerous innovations. So the Public Service Commission on July 17th, the reason I'm going to be interviewing somebody, they're going to be having a meeting with regard to your Progress Energy rate hike, the electric company's energy rate hike. It's going to affect you and your community. Hey, everything that's going on, how much money people have to spend, things like that. And we're also going to talk about this refund that they've come up with. So we're going to talk about how that works, how this commission works, how you can get involved in that and make an effect. Make an impact. And also, the person we're going to talk to is going to be somebody who is a representative in the Florida legislature. And it looks like she's pretty much on top of things. So I'm excited about the interview that's coming up. Hey, if you want to see us, you can check us out online at faithfreedoms.org. That's my website, faithfreedoms.org. I'm David Allen Carmichael. And I call this my Faith and Freedom Show. I say things that are related to, because we've abandoned the Christian principles in our policy. In fact, we've excluded Christianity or excluded principles that come from a Christian biblical worldview from our policymaking. And so what happens is, because we've very deliberately done that as a people, and I think we've been sold a bill of goods about what the role of government is and what the role of your faith is with regard to the operations of government, and how your faith motivation should be influencing what goes on in your world around you. I think we've been sold a bill of goods. So what my goal is to be very upfront about it and tell you that my perspective is going to come from a Christian biblical worldview. So you can hold me accountable to that. And if I'm mean and rude and you think I've gone over the line, you can give me a call at 888-850-1872. And that's what's great about talk radio, is because we do have equal time available. As long as you behave yourself and use a proper language and don't be insulting. It's like me. I try to not be insulting. I think when I got on the issue of Roe versus Wade and the decision the court made and how insane it was, I think I went over the top for me. And you would say, oh, you were so mild-mannered and tame. Well, that's because I'm trying to keep to a higher standard. So that is our standard. We're going to get to the issues of the day on a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, and the basis of right versus wrong. So there's a lot of things that are going on in the news. There's some things that you haven't even known about, overseas things. Has anybody known that in 2001, there were a few thousand, I say at least a couple, if not a few thousand, prisoners. Guys that gave up, they basically were with some American CIA and some American Army guys that were kind of helping some of the Afghani military go take on some Taliban, or at least some people in communities that were Taliban controlled. Some folks actually gave up thinking, and most likely if they heard anything about the Desert Storm operation that happened in 1992, I guess 92, yeah, 91 and 92, is if they heard about that, there was times when guys would give up en masse, and they knew they'd be treated mercifully, and their world would improve as a prisoner with the Americans. Well, some people, hundreds, would give up at a time in Afghanistan, believing possibly that that to be true, and that so they gave themselves up rather than fight. And what happened was a couple of thousand of them were murdered and treated cruelly in some ways, as were allowed to or put in a situation that would kill them. And that is just now coming to light. It's something that should have been in the news a few years ago, but it's now coming to light. And just Friday, the administration made a claim that there was no need to investigate that. And today, the story's changed. The administration has reversed. And we're going to be talking about that today. So you're going to be coming back and hearing about that. I think that's important. Again, our number here is 888-850-1872. I go to foreign newspapers because sometimes I find things that are reported that are actually should be of interest to Americans that aren't in this interestingly controlled media we have here in America. So I went to the Delhi Daily or something like that. It was Delhi News from India. And I found out some things that are going on in India that are much like the North American Union things that are going on here. So there's some things that are going on that we're not aware of, and I think I'll just make us aware of it. Yes. Then also, I've got some strange mechanism that India's figured out how to curb the population. They've got a very weird way to curb 80% of the population problem in India. They call it a problem. And it should give us some insight on what's going on here in America and what has been going on for many decades. I think it's kind of funny, kind of sick in a sick sort of way. The other thing is, there's obviously, we're always going to have to talk about this environmental issue because the government is pushing it. There's all kinds of tax things that are going. This is going in to be in the news daily. What happened is this new kind of global, what do they call the thing? A cap and trade thing is now before the Senate. So the Senate has got a scientific report where 255 scientists, well-accredited people that are involved in geology and measuring the atmosphere and things like that, climatologists and things like that, they've come out against, I mean, something like 13-1 against this whole idea that CO2 is the problem, that CO2 is cooling or heating the earth. And they made some comments that they've changed the wording to be from global warming to climate change. And that really there's an agenda going on as using that as the sky is falling, the sky is falling, in order to have certain forces take over global governance. So this is a report where 255 scientists have come out, and this report lists things that they've said that debunk the whole global warming thing. And that's before the U.S. Senate right now. Okay, so, hey, by the way, you're listening to the Eagle 104.3 FM. I am David Allen Carmichael. This is my Faith and Freedom Show. I talk about the issues of the day. Yes, on a constitutional basis, biblical basis, basis of right versus wrong. My number here is 888-850-1872. Toll free, 888-850-1872. We come back. We're going to find out what weird way India's figured out how to curb the population growth. And you're going to figure out yourself that America's been doing it for the last two generations. We shall return.